Hi, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of ReaperCast. I'm Jared.
I'm Casey.
And this is, as far as we can tell, your number one podcast for Reaper, as we have not been able to find any other.
I'm proud of that.
I'm very proud of that. Some of you may have known us from the Back 40 podcast, our other podcast we've done, which don't think it got a lot of success, because we were trying to, you know, spread ourselves thin. So now we are focused on one of the most popular shows on the CW, Reaper. So if you're a fan of the show, I hope you're listening. Otherwise, keep listening anyway. We're hilarious, by the way.
That's right.
Yes, but what our goals is with this is to make Reaper, you know, bring new light to it. We're going to give our commentary on each episode throughout the summer. And while we don't have any episodes, we'll be bringing you maybe some just news as it comes.
Or flashbacks from old episodes.
Yes, we'll be reminiscing on our favorite first season episodes, probably all of them, up to a point. We do have a website coming.
It's a website.
It's not a blog site or anything. It is going to be a full-blown website, and you will be able to find that this week at some point. As soon as I figure it all out, you will be able to find our website at www.reapercast.com. We're very proud of that.
That sounds very official, doesn't it?
It is official. I'm excited about it. We're working really hard. I don't have experience with web page making and things, so
I have a little bit, but it's been a long time, and I'm rusty.
I've learned a lot in a short time.
We're using this new program.
Photoshop is a...
But it's the new version.
It's a demon.
Much
like speaking of demons,
some of the characters on the show we'll be covering.
Yes, and also, a big thing for us is please email us. You can email us at mail@reapercast.com, which I love this email.
That is too an official-sounding email address.
Yes,
finally.
mail@reapercast.com. And please, email us your input, thoughts, anything, any criticism. We'll take it all.
And also, as soon as we can get this, all that up and running, you'll be able to find us on iTunes.
Yes.
And you
to
can
search
subscribe
ReaperCast.
You can subscribe to the ReaperCast there, and it'll automatically download.
I think there is another ReaperCast on iTunes, but it is not about the show Reaper. It is devoted to Iron Maiden, one of them heavy metal bands.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll check it out, but you'll know us by our emblem. It'll be the show emblem, same emblem as the website, and we'll have buttons on the website to subscribe through iTunes.
It's a sweet button.
Otherwise, you can just listen to it through the QuickTime window.
I like the email button better.
We have an email button also that'll link you up to our email, so it's real simple. Once you go to www.reapercast.com, I'm excited about that. Just, I'm really optimistic about what we can do. Also, anybody that has insight, news, things of that nature, hit us up on the email. We can use it. So, the main thing we want to do with this, though, is just bring new light to a show that we both love. You know, we started watching, I made myself watch this show. I never watch pilots. I always pick up a show middle season.
I'm
after
glad
the first season.
This is the first. This is really the first pilot I've watched too, and I'm kind of. Well, I'm not kind of. I'm really glad that I, you know, have been with this show since the beginning because it's been.
I feel invested. I feel like I'm a part of something.
And it's proven to be well worth the effort it takes to watch it. Not that it takes a lot of effort to watch a TV show.
It was just. It's always hard for me to watch pilots. I don't know why. It's just the idea of making time for something new. But I made it a point to watch all the CW pilots this year, including the dreaded evil Gossip Girl, which I hate.
Well,
I didn't make it 20 minutes through it. I tried to make it halfway, and I just deleted it off the DVR. Couldn't handle it.
With Reaper, though, it kind of like, well, for me, it drew my attention in, like, right off the bat. And I've been hooked since, and just going along through the season, it's just gotten better and better and better, and made me glad I invested the hour of time.
Yes.
You know.
It picked up slow for me, but once I got two or three episodes in, I just started really enjoying it. So we're here to hopefully give some of you out there in the internet world,
the information superhighway.
Yes. Just some fun input. Because if nothing else, like I said, we are so dang goofy. We should have a camera on us all the time.
It's probably a good thing we don't have a camera.
We are too ugly mugs.
I've had a cow lick.
Yeah, you do. You get a decent haircut.
But I like my
that
haircut.
That buzz dude. Thing on your head.
You should buzz your head.
I'm not buzzing my head. I want to, but you know, whatever.
But, and also, are we going to get a Facebook group?
Yes, we are going to have a Facebook group. If any of y'all, I know a lot of people are on Facebook. I think that's the best way to reach out.
Get the word out.
Share us with your friends if you're listening, by the way. But I think that's a huge way we're going to be able to get ourselves out there. But any help at all, we're hoping this really takes off for us. We're willing to put in the time, and I hope everybody's
enjoys it. Well, I'm really hoping it takes off for the show, because obviously the show had a hard time getting picked up.
Yeah.
And I think it really deserves, you know,
I think more the more publicity and fan stuff we can get out there, the better it's going to help the show. We got a half season, 13 episodes next year.
It's better than nothing, but I'm kind of disappointed we didn't get a full one.
Yeah, I am too. So, anyway, you want to talk a little news
for
Reaper?
Yeah, there's been a little bit.
And the CW in general. And we're also, this first story I got from ReaperNews.com. Which is a great, you know, that, and we get a lot of information from there, and ReaperSite.com, and TV.com, so, like I said, if any of you out there can help us out, send us an email, but this on ReaperNews.com is a story about the CW, it's how CW Network on Life Support, ?
It's about its struggle to, quote, stay afloat.
Yeah, because CW's main demographic of viewers is 18 to 34-year-old year old males. And the CW doesn't like that, apparently, because apparently this group doesn't give them the money they need as far as advertisements, and they don't invest in it the right way, apparently. So they would love to pick up the 18 to 34-year-old women demographic. This means less shows, less support and show for shows like Reaper.
Which I don't understand, because a lot of women watch that show too.
Yeah.
And a lot of women watch Supernatural and
Smallville, all those shows that come on CW, which
it's great. They're really geared toward both sexes.
But now the CW, in order to do this, is picking up more shows like Gossip Girl, which didn't get great ratings. It really didn't. And I've read a lot of that has to do with the internet stream. So the CW quit doing it and hoping to boost live ratings. But they've made the viewers mad, which I just don't like Gossip Girl.
But for those of you
who have a problem with it being on air.
For those of you who are listening and wondering if we're just going to continually slam Gossip Girl this whole time, we're not going to. No, we're not.
I will. Not the whole
time. Just for the start.
Just every now and then, probably once an episode, I will make a Gossip Girl slam.
He can't help it.
Because I just don't agree with giving publicity to these shows. I mean, I know you're trying to hype, but and then cutting a show like Reaper, which had great critical acclaim from the critics at the beginning of the show's run.
And also great ratings.
Great ratings, better than Gossip Girl. And yet, it was on the bubble. And now we get a half season, which I'm upset. And they're picking up shows like the new 90210. Did we not live that die back in, you know, the 90s?
Apparently not.
No. So they're picking up these shows and more modeling shows, reality, rich people shows.
I kind of have mixed emotions about the whole, the whole, you know, half season thing. Because to me, like I said, it's better than nothing. But I think a show this good, of this caliber, with this kind of cast, this kind of, you know, writing and stuff, deserves a full run at it.
Yeah, I think definitely is. And best you can hope for is the CW, something falls through with one of their other shows, it just tanks in the first couple weeks, they cut it, and Reaper gets the fill-in and gets more episodes. That's an optimistic thing. So if you can, let the CW know somehow, if you want to send some socks. That was a big campaign started by Brett Harrison, who plays Sam on the show, on his website, Cracoon.com. And, you know, that was a big deal, and it helped a lot. So I think if we do things like that, Reaper has a better chance of getting a full season, maybe, or getting more than 13 episodes.
That's the basic point of this podcast, is to get it out there so that maybe the CW will realize that people actually do enjoy watching the show, and it's it's worth a pickup and it's worth, you know, giving it the chance to keep going. So that's why we're working on this podcast.
Yeah. And like I said, I hope it grows to be huge, our podcast. It'd be nice.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Because we do this purely for fun. Because we really love the show. And we're invested in it. So, another bit of news. If you want to go to TV.com, Reaper, in the news section, you can find where they did an interview with Brett Harrison. And he just gives a little insight as to next season, what may hold. And he just talks about some of the other cast and what it's meant to him to work on the show. And it was just a really good article, and I suggest you check it out. But he says, you know, that next season, it's going to be a lot of demons after Sam.
Because he's kind of made him mad.
He's made him mad, yeah. And
you know, the finale.
The finale, the twist, you know, in the finale, that could bring a lot of great storylines, which we'll get to, because I know we had mentioned earlier, but today's episode does cover commentary on the finale Cancun.
Yeah, so stay tuned for all this news.
Yes, that's all the news I think we have today. So,
that was a great finale, by the way.
I enjoyed the heck out of it.
Amazing, amazing hook at the end. I can't wait for the end next episode.
It's one of them finales that was just so good, and me and Casey, we sat down and watched it. And we kept looking at the clock every commercial because it was so packed full of action. It seemed like, oh man, we only got like 20 minutes left. And I look up, man, we got 45 minutes left.
It was just a jam-packed episode.
Some finales and big episodes will just fly by. But this one, it ran its course well and it filled up the hour.
It flowed well.
Which I love because I hate to be watching something. It seems like no time's passed. You look up. Oh crap, it's almost over, but this one ran great.
I hate rushed episodes. Some episodes maybe seem that's why kind of rushed, you know, and others seem to draw out forever. It's like they didn't have enough story, but Reaper really did, you know, a fantastic job.
They really packed a lot of stuff into this episode, but made it smooth. It was awesome.
It was.
So without any further ado, that's a funny word. Without any further wait. We're going to talk about the season finale, Cancun. And we're going to start Sam at the workbench, and Tony and another demon have arranged a little system to see if Sam, because they believe he's the son of the devil now.
Yeah, which was a startling development.
Yeah, it shocked us the last week.
The leak.
The leak, it's shocking.
I believe that's where that came about.
Just great story.
When you had Kevin.
Twist.
Yes, it was.
But Sam's working, and, you know, Tony's like, gets this other demon. He's like, they've arranged a thing where somebody's going to push a washing machine off on Sam, because if he is the son of the devil, he will have these mad powers and abilities, which
sort of like he had
if you
in
think
the
about
pilot.
It, he had it in the pilot.
When he moved the air conditioner.
But now it's cool to find out more about that. So he says, Tony says, he's like, you sure you want to do this? Because if he's not, man, he's going to die. That was a hippie demon helping out.
Sure was.
He's like,
and Tony was
kind
of concerned, you know.
For a minute, and then he's like, do it.
Yeah.
So
Tony was a little devious.
Yeah.
He showed his little demon side.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's a demon. So.
Thanks.
They pushed the washing machine off and
woo! Yeah, and he holds it aloft.
Like Jedi mind tricks?
Yeah, he used the force or something.
Yeah, so, you know, Tony's convinced at this point that Sam is the son of Satan himself. So next, Sam, Sock, and Andy are at the workbench still, and they see a stain on the ceiling. It's like some mildew or something, but it's a big black stain.
It's mold.
Yeah, it's mold.
Just had that checked out.
Yeah, and Sam's looking at it, and he's like, that looks like Steve.
Did you ever see Steve in the hole? This stain?
I did.
I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
It's kind of
like a werewolf.
And a unicorn.
Yeah.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I really
you
didn't.
You really didn't see?
I didn't see a werewolf or a unicorn.
This is kind of like one of them things they give you in school to look at, and it's like, if you look at
like
it one way,
magic eye thing.
It's like two faces, and then the other
like
way,
the old
it's
woman
like
and then
a goblet. Yeah, the old, that's exactly, I saw Steve in it.
I didn't.
You need to rewatch that, buddy.
Yes, I do. It was awesome. I'll rewatch it many times.
Yeah.
So they're buy it on iTunes. It helps the show.
Yeah, please buy Reaper on iTunes. That's what we do. Yeah. we're supporting the show. We're legally getting it, which is awesome.
Yeah, don't illegally download it.
No. Help the show. Anyway. So they decide to paint over this with some black paint. White paint.
It was white paint.
Crap.
Yeah.
I ain't thinking. White. They do a bunch of coats to get it. Anyway. And while they're doing this, who Ben returns from prison, his 8-day stint in the big house. You know.
He didn't have his black eye.
No, he didn't. No. 8 days, it healed up, man.
Yeah.
I never had a black eye, but it healed up.
I don't know.
Because, and everybody forgot to go get Benny. They don't love Benny. Put them boy.
Well, another good thing about this episode, and this is a little off subject, but I'm going to go here anyway. Sarah was not in this episode.
That's because she
is
on
the lam. Yeah.
She's on the lam.
She has finally gone.
Ben, sweetie, I'm on the lam. I took your $2,000 and left.
I wasn't very impressed with that character.
I wasn't either.
I didn't like it. But
because she was mean.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
But I understand why they brought her on, and the actress did, you know, a good job, but...
Yeah.
I just wasn't impressed with that whole, you know... Oh, well.
It was a good storyline. Funny.
I'm sorry. Went
and
off
Ben
on.
Went to prison on it, so it's funny.
Well, they need to get... I guess they need Ben to go to prison.
Yeah. 8 days, man. Don't worry about it. So,
yeah. Anyway. Sorry for that tangent.
We tangent a lot. Just get used to it. If you don't like it, tell us.
It won't stop.
Anyway. Sam heads home with his laundry because apparently that's what you do. I mean, do you still bring laundry home from college?
No. I have a washing machine.
I do too, and my mom, at first I thought I needed to do that for her, but I realized, nah, sometimes I do, but anyway.
My mom said, you better wash your own clothes.
Yeah, I can see that. Anyway, he can't find his mom and dad when he gets there, but they're out back arguing, and his mom just walks off in a fury, and Sam goes out there to talk to his dad, Mr. Oliver, and, you know, he can tell that he's lying, and he looks down, and he's standing in a chalk circle.
We all know what that means.
Sam's no idiot. He knows. But Mr. Oliver tries to play it off. And he says, oh, the neighborhood kids, blah, blah, blah. And, you know.
Then there's chalk on his
there's
pants.
Chalk on your pants, Dad. And on your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. So Sam's, he knows they're up to something. Which is kind of weird. It was weird to me to know all that.
Well,
see,
and also...
It should have tipped me off. It really should have. Yeah. But it didn't.
It was nice to see his mama back. She hasn't been there in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Next thing we know, though, that laundry's done. I wish mine got done that quick. Anyway.
I always wait till late at night to wash my clothes, and then I can't go to bed because I put them in the dryer.
Yeah. I have that problem, too.
Sorry.
Anyway, he's going out with his laundry, and the devil teleports him to a lottery office. Sam asked him, you know, how'd you meet my parents? And the devil said, well, didn't your dad tell you? Your parents tell you? Because, you know, whatever they said must be the truth. And he just beats around the bush. You know, and they're speaking of integrity, and people that make deals with the devil don't have a whole lot of that.
And Sam got kind of offended about that, you know, understandably, because of his questioning his parents. It's funny to hear the devil question somebody's integrity.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's also funny to ask the devil for the truth.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know why he still does that. He's done that forever.
Well, you know.
All the devil does is lie. And he's done.
He beats around the bush and reveals, you know, it's time for you to get back to work. Your first soul is Madame Ozera, a fortune teller, Miss Cleo of sorts.
She's still around.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
This is a fortune teller. She sold her soul to the devil for these abilities, obviously. And she's come back, and she's got to be stopped. I don't know. Was she killing people?
I don't know. Was she, like, from a long time ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Anyway.
Like 1800 or something.
We go back to the workbench, and Josie confronts Sock. And, you know, she says, Sock, you're not taking our relationship serious. Yes. By a tongue twister. Relationship seriously. And because, you know, he's asleep on the hammock and he missed the lunch date.
Yeah.
He's like, let's go now. I've already ate, she says.
That was, you know, I'm glad to see they incorporated Josie back in the show, because I was like, she's never on the show. Why is, you know.
Yeah.
So they finally gave her a part, I guess.
I like Sock's his theory on relationships. Should be easy.
They should
it's
be.
It's just like work.
They should be, but they never are.
No. You know, so Josie breaks up with him. Meanwhile, Sam is working the counter, and this is funny. I mean, it was cool. It was freaky.
Yeah.
He's looking at the security monitor, and he looks, and Steve's there.
Yeah, that was weird.
In the monitor, standing right in front of him, staring him down.
He's all got a nice white suit on, and he's glowing like Monica from Dust.
He's glorious. So, you know.
But Sam looks over there, and he's not there, and you can only see him through this security camera. That was kind of freaky when, you know.
It's like, Steve? Nothing.
Yeah.
So he goes back to look at the mold. Moldy stain they painted over, and it's back. And it looks like Steve, not a werewolf, unicorn, whatever.
I still, for the second time, did not see Steve in this.
Yeah. Okay.
But I believe he was there.
Yeah. Tony comes up at this time, and he needs to meet with Sam privately. He needs a favor. Doesn't Sam, like, look up and say, does that look like Steve?
Yeah. And
Tony's like, that's a sick joke, Sam.
Yeah.
Sick. Do you think Steve would try to contact you before me?
Yeah. I was about to say that, but I didn't know if that was.
I think that's where, anyway.
Yeah.
We're going to go with it, even if it's not. So, they meet in a circular tent, socks. You know, they all crawl in, all three. Little
Boy,
tent.
That's a
big man.
Packed in there like sardines.
Yeah. Bunch of grown men
yeah.
in a little tent. A little round tent. It was very nice. He shows them a plan of King Solomon's cage, which can contain the devil, supposedly. Sam doesn't want to be involved, obviously, because he doesn't like having to, you know, report back to the devil on these things. So Tony insists, you know, that Sam, he needs his help. And Sam's nervous. He says, I need your employee discount.
Yeah.
And Sop's like, use mine. And get commission or something.
Yeah. Well, the reason Sam, you know, doesn't want to help him is because there's actually two reasons. The first time, you know, when he helped the Demon Rebellion and they met all in the headquarters, you know, the little round building.
Yeah.
Well, it got them all killed because the plan, you know, backfired and the devil came in and knocked the building down. And the second thing is the fact that Sam made a deal with the devil again. Stupid. But he made a deal so that he could tell Andy the truth about himself, about what he did for the devil. And the devil said, well, you can tell her, but you got to do me a favor and it'll be terrible. And his favor was that he had to spy on the demons for him. You know, so he doesn't want to rat them out because of the first time that he did, it got him killed. So that's why he doesn't want to. Or that's why I think he doesn't want to.
Doesn't want to betray his friends. He knows he's going to have to. But anyway, Sock offers up his discount and they get some supplies. And as they're loading him up, Sock meets an attractive demon named Marlena.
Sock is like smitten.
He spits his game.
He's smitten.
Well, he just spit some game at her, man. And she took it. Hook, line, and sinker. And they bust up into like a loading truck. And she lays one on him.
No, she like ordered that he kiss her. But he was kind of hesitant because she was a demon, you know.
But he's like, I just broke up. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. But he gives in.
Yeah.
And you can see it. You know, it's powerful.
She kind of like.
So he does it twice.
Yeah. And then he's all like.
He passes out.
Yeah. And he wakes up and he's like, oh, hi. And, you know, he's.
Ben finds him.
Real good.
And he's energized. He tries to lift the car. And I'm like, if he lifts that car. But then he just takes a big grill and, like, throws it.
How about that?
Yeah. Anyway, later back inside, we find Andy's been helping Sam out with the soul by checking advertisements. She brings it in, and, well, it's an advertisement for strippers and such. But then we see the tarot card read. What what are they called?
Yeah, tarot card reader.
Well, fortune teller. The fortune teller.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Well, slipped my mind.
Basically, Andy finds the soul for him this time, which I thought was an interesting twist, you know.
And I thought it was funny. It seems like that's her. She's like, why? Because she's attractive.
She's hot, yeah.
It's like, no. But,
yeah.
Anyway.
And then he goes on to explain that, you know, the hottest ones are always the souls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Then he tries to tell Andy about that, you know, he's seeing Steve everywhere. And he wonders, you know, is it in my head? Am I going crazy? And she insists he's not because, you know, she's going through a lot right now, too, learning about the devil and demons and all that.
Yeah, she says, you know, a couple months ago I didn't even believe the devil exists, and now he's like, you know, I've seen him deal with you, you know. And so now she knows that there's life after death, she says. So It's funny how her character's kind of evolved the last few episodes.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I appreciate with Reaper. They did a lot of character development real quick, you know. Some shows draw it out and take a long time to do it. And Reaper did it really quick, so I really appreciated that.
Yeah. And after she leaves, Sam finds the vessel, which is a baseball. I'm like, how's that gonna work?
That was exactly my question. How is that gonna capture a demon?
Yeah.
But it turned out to be really cool the way they did it.
Yeah, and the devil go ahead and teleports him to a baseball field, and he wants to play a little catch. This was kind of funny to me because the father-son thing we're going through.
They also played baseball once before in the show when they had the bat. You know, I forget what episode it was, but Sam was mad at the devil, and he just started waylaying him. I thought that was a little funny that they went back to the baseball theme, you know, like, especially with the... You know, Sam might be the devil's son thing, and the father and son playing catch kind of thing. It was pretty cool.
The funniest thing to me about this scene was the devil says, you know, he asked him, what did he ask him?
He asked him if there was anything going on, and Sam tried to lie.
Well, I'm talking about the funny line. He says, I scout for the Yankees in the offseason.
Yeah, Jared's a Red Sox fan.
Avid Red Sox fan.
So he kind of liked that line about... The devil scouts for the Yankees.
See, the Yankees win because they all sell their soul.
Yeah.
No. I won't go that far, but... I thought that was hilarious, but...
Yeah, it was pretty good.
The devil asks him, you know, what's going on with the demons, and Sam says, oh, nothing. The devil's like, hey, let me show you how to throw a curveball. Let me show you the grip. And he just clamps down on Sammy.
Kind of crushes him.
Crushing his hand. Yeah. And, you know... Well,
then that's when he tells him the cage that they're, you know, Sam's like, they're building a cage to, like, capture you, and the devil just starts laughing the way that, you know, Ray Wise does it so good. He laughs, you know, so evilly.
Yeah.
And he says, look, that can't hold me because I'm the devil.
I'm the devil, Sam.
So, and then Sam realizes the demons are going to be in trouble. You know, they've got another flawed plan.
But is it? Technically, it's not.
Well, he doesn't know that.
No.
And then we see that Tony and the other people are working on the cage, and that's when the revelation that it's really not for the devil comes to light.
Devil did buy him a beer after crushing his hand.
That's true.
Father-son deals, you know.
The least he can do.
Like you said, then we find out that they are planning to hold Sam in the cage.
Which was, I was like, Tony's a dirty scoundrel.
It's terrible. Because
I used to kind of like, I mean.
It's like Tony, a Benedict Arnold.
Tony was kind of funny.
But he thinks he's being betrayed too.
Yeah, that's right.
So, anyway.
It's all a tangled web. It's a tangled web.
It's like a food chain, a food web.
Deceit and betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agreed.
But so they're in the little circle digging the hole, and he's like, this is not for the devil. It's for Sam.
Yeah. Anyway, later at the workbench, Sokka's coming down off his little high from that woman, that demon.
Yeah.
And Andy, you know, she comes back in with a list of suspects. I guess this is where they go over the whole, why that one? Because she's hot? This is probably where, but anyway. Sam and Sokka, they figured it's the hot one. So they go clock out, and Steve appears to him in the break room. Yes, finally. He's glorious.
Yeah, and Sam's been wondering the whole episode, you know, why doesn't he just show himself and stuff? And he's appears finally in all his glory in the white suit and, you know, with the what do they call it? The light around
him. The aura.
Yeah, the aura.
I got the big word tonight, buddy.
He's got an aura around him, and Steve gives him some instructions.
Anyway, he says, ask about Cancun.
Yeah.
And at first, I'm thinking, ask his parents.
Yeah, Jared did.
I didn't catch on. I was slow. Anyway, he does that. And then Sokka insists they need to drop off some supplies to the demons before they go.
Pretty good plan on Sokka's part, I must admit.
Yeah, it works out well.
Especially since he's kind of tangled up with the demon they're going to be dropping supplies off with.
Yes. So the guys, they go drop off, and Sokka finds Marlena, and he explains what's wrong. And he says, we got to talk.
You sucked the life force out of me when you gave me some sugar.
So she admits that she's a succubus.
Yeah.
Which is a wicked, pretty woman who sucks the life out of man. And through every kiss, Sokka's losing a year of his life. But he's, like, all about it, and he thanks him, and he's like, we need to come to an agreement. There's no reason we can't both benefit, because he's like, she's hot. I'm not going to live long anyway.
She needs life force, and
he needs sugar.
Yeah.
So they agree to make a date once a year for New Year's, pretty much.
But then, that doesn't, you know, they decide they can't wait that long, and Sokka loses another year off his life.
Yeah. You know, so Sokka, once again, he's pumped.
This was a good scene.
The whole succubus thing was funny to me because there's a South Park episode of succubus. I don't watch South Park, really.
Yeah.
Never have, but there was one episode somebody told me to watch, and it's hilarious. Because Chef almost marries a succubus, but that's neither here nor there. The only funny thing is the Loch Ness Monster in the episode. Yes, Nessie, as we shall call her. Anyway, so this happens. Meanwhile, Sam is talking to Tony and tells him that Steve's been appearing to him, and Tony's like, well, why would Steve appear to you instead of me? I was his companion in life. So
just, they kind of got into a little theology here.
Yeah, they get into a tiff.
After that,
Sam wonders if Steve might be an angel now.
Yeah. He might have been forgiven by God, and Tony's like, well, no, because God won't forgive a demon.
He gives a lot of attributes to God,
though. Yeah, he does.
God is all...
They have been mentioning... They have been mentioning...
It's been biblical
God.
Lately.
Yeah.
And I like that.
I do. Yes. Somebody studied.
Yeah.
Done a little homework.
And then he tells, you know, Tony that the devil probably may know about the cage, and he just wants him to let him know.
Yeah.
Gives him a little heads up. Tony's like, you know, I'm fine with that, Sam. And Sam's shocked, obviously. He thought Tony would be furious.
He says things are going according to plan, and Sam's like, okay, I'm not going to be in trouble with either. You know, he thinks I'm home free because... And then that's when we really sense the episode kind of, you know...
Turning dark.
The plot thickens kind of thing.
Like and, pea soup.
Yeah. And so we realize we're going to get something really good out of this episode because one way or the other, it's going to have to... You know, kind of hit home there.
Yeah. Anyway, then Sokka comes up carrying a big old beam that should take like 3 people to carry. You know, he's pumped. He's good to go again.
Sokka was hilarious.
Yes. Then Sam and Sokka arrive at Madame Ozera's fortune-telling shop, and you know, Sokka's ready to go. He's still on a high. They go inside to test her abilities, and she's like one at a time. So Sam goes first. She starts doing some tarot readings that reveal things about him, you know, with his father. She says there's deceit between you. Then something about, you know, death, but the reverse, so birth.
Yeah.
And then she starts turning over cards, and the devil just keeps appearing.
And he appears for like 12 cards in a row.
Yeah, and she realizes And that was kind of like telling me, yeah, the devil's Sam's daddy.
Yeah.
But also, she's like, and this, and I'm not going back to hell. And she flips over the card and, like, puts him in an imaginary noose.
Hanging. I didn't get that, how she knew that they were the things, the bounty hunter.
Well, she's a fortune teller.
I know.
She's got to know these things. I know. If she was really good, she'd have saw it coming.
Yeah. She was just all of a sudden flipping the cards, and I was like, okay, the devil must be, you know, Sam's daddy. And then all of a sudden, she's flipping over the cards and running. And I don't know. It was just, I was a little slow on that part.
Yeah. Anyway, but she splits.
The imaginary noose was kind of cool. Though.
Yeah, and Sock's in there. He's doing push-ups, working it out. And then Sam, in a last-ditch effort to get Sock, he drops the baseball, throws it in the other room, and it hits Sock.
Yeah.
Sock goes in there, tries to pull him down. He can't, so he throws him on his shoulders. And they take off after the soul.
Yeah.
In which, man, I gotta just say Tyrell Bean is a strong man.
Sure is.
He was running with Sam up and down. I mean...
Yeah, on his back.
He was running pretty good speed.
He looked like the ghost in Shudder. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
It's a movie about where this ghost, you know, is hunting this photographer. And the ghost turns out to be on his back the whole time. Like, his neck hurts the whole movie and they don't know why. And the ghost turns out to be getting a piggyback ride the whole time. It's pretty funny.
Okay.
But the ghost is like sitting on his shoulders and laughing the whole movie. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Anyway.
Sorry.
I got you, man.
Yeah. That's what it reminded me of.
Well, I'm sure our viewers will understand. I'm a spaz. No,
maybe they saw the movie.
I haven't seen it.
It was hilarious. It was supposed to be scary, but it was really
I doubt that.
It was hilarious.
Maybe. Anyway, Sock's running. They're chasing. They cut her off. And finally, they keep running, and Sam grabs hold of like a dang power line or something. What was that thing? If it was a power line, could have got him.
I don't know what it was. It was a live wire.
He grabs a cable and Sock takes the baseball and he's feeding on the power. He pulls like a dang.
He threw that. It was like Jamarcus Russell on his knees from the 50-yard line.
He just throws it like.
It was like one of those Powerade commercials where
200 yards.
Yeah.
A straight beeline, like in the movie. What was the movie that with the kid that broke his arm?
Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, the rookie. Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, where he played for the Cubs.
It's kind of like that.
It was cool.
And he throws it in the car, and it, sure enough, gets the soul. Car wrecks.
Yeah. So that was amazing. The vessel.
And Sam is set free of the noose.
I was like. Like at first, like I said, I was like, how is the baseball going to capture a demon? And then Sock just threw a. Strike. I mean, it was a cool way to capture the soul in this episode.
Yeah, I liked it.
Because they've been doing good coming up with inventive ideas.
Yeah.
Inventive.
And really, that's another great thing about the show. There's no limitations. I mean, think about all the vessels they've had so far. Think of what you can do anything.
Yeah, because it's not supposed to be realistic. I mean
so next week we're going to get a coffee cup.
Yeah, are we?
No.
Oh. That would be cool, is what I'm saying there.
Next week. We don't even have an episode next week.
I'm just saying, that would be cool if we had like a coffee maker for the vessel and this whole week down. That'd be cool. That's an idea. Good idea.
You're fired.
No, I'm not. That'd be cool.
I can't fire you, can I?
You don't think that'd be cool?
Yeah.
See?
Maybe. Gosh.
Doesn't have to be next week, next episode, I mean.
Fine. Later, back at the bench, Sock on this high still, and then he crashes a little. And Ben thinks he's on drugs. Sock. And
Ben is hilarious.
Yeah.
Ben and Sock kind of, you know.
It's a nice little balance.
Yeah, they balance out each other.
They're hilarious, but Sock tells Ben about this, and Ben wants in. Sock doesn't see a problem with this. You know, Marlena needs her fix. Ben needs this high so he can climb trees and
feel good.
He likes to climb that tree that time. I always go back to that. I'm like Spider-Man. Anyway, sorry. So they make up, they go out there and talk to Marlena about it, and she doesn't like it because she says, "I was actually interested in you, Sock," and you know, she didn't want to be shared.
And you could tell Sock felt kind of stupid for a minute, but then he got over it and was like, "Whatever."
Yeah.
Because he's Sock.
And he figures he's only got 3 years left to live.
Yeah. He might as well enjoy him.
Yeah. Meanwhile, back at Sam's house, he asks his father what he's lying about, and Mr. Oliver insists that, you know, it's nothing. And, you know, Sam points out, you know, about his life and the risks he takes and everything he knows. His father, you know, he breaks down and says, you know, there are things I'm forbidden to tell you. Because if he did, everything would just fall apart.
Yeah, this might have been one of my favorite scenes of the episode, and I think you know why. Because of the lot of continuity, which I like in a show.
Casey loves continuity.
Well,
you will hear the word continuity every episode. Continuity.
I'm not going to say it as much, but I just had to say it here because it's such a big, you know, point in the show where the contract was ripped out and everything, and they come back and discuss that, and it turns out to be, you know.
This takes me back to our first podcasting adventure a couple months ago. Yeah. Continuity was the word. And hence it lives
anyway,
on today.
Yeah, well, it happens.
Well, good. Good for you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Anyway, so Sam is leaving, gets a call from Tony. He says, "I need you to stop by the site." Sam arrives where the demons are buried. They're getting the cage in the ground within their big circle. Tony shows it to him and explains, you know, your father. Sam says, "My father hasn't been telling me the truth." And Tony says, "You know, that's tough, Sam," and then shoves him in the cage and tells him, you are the son of the devil. And he's like, "What?"
Yeah, because that's the first time Sam heard about that. And he's like, "That can't be. That doesn't make any sense." And he keeps on going.
Tony explains to him that, you know, his parents buried the son of the devil, and that all the pages ripped out referring to Sam's real dad and all the powers and all. Yeah.
And then it all, you know, the gears start turning and it all starts making sense for Sam because he realized, you know, about the, from the air conditioner in the pilot to the present day locked in the cage, you know.
Yeah.
It all added up just then. And he's like, "Well, you know, it must be the son of the devil."
So. Yep. But Mr. Oliver comes to try to save the day, and he's explaining things to him when he is knocked in the cage himself, and he is knocked out.
He was out like light.
Yeah. And, you know, Sam tries to tell Tony about Steve, you know, but Tony doesn't want to hear it still. He's mad that, you know, Sam would even insinuate that Steve would talk to him and not Tony. Then Sam asks about Cancun.
Yeah, he finally follows. I didn't know if he was going to. I knew he was going to do it because the episode was called Cancun. But I didn't know when he was going to actually follow Steve's instructions. But I guess at the
opportune moment.
Peak of the. Yeah.
So. He and Tony reminisces that him and Steve used to go to Cancun and it was like heaven on earth. So. Tony realizes this, and he sees Steve in front of the dang bulldozer.
Yeah.
He, like, sees Steve in all his glory.
He's like, "Well, maybe he did make it to heaven." And so...
He's like, "We can't kill Sam."
Yeah. He swoops down and...
In his demonic form.
Before they bury Sam alive, because they had started filling up the hole at this point. And he's like, "Wait a minute, no, we can't do this, because... I can actually earn forgiveness, so I better get the devil's son out of the hole."
But leaves Mr. Oliver, which confused
weird.
Me.
Yeah.
But maybe, we'll find out in a minute, we'll talk about, but maybe, just maybe.
There's a plot twist to that.
Yeah. So, Sam returns home to tell his mother that, you know, his dad's dead. And he says, "I didn't know what to do." She's like, "Did you go to the police?" He's like, "No." "Do I need to?" And she's like, "No, what are we going to tell him? They're going to go out there and find all these symbols and everything, and it's going to be weird. So just know, I just need to know where he's buried so I can put flowers."
Yeah. And that's when I started to think something was up because, you know, with Tony leaving his dad in the hole and then his mama, you know, refusing to bring the police in. Because, really, who would do that?
Yeah.
I mean, if their husband died.
Weird. And she wouldn't seem upset.
Yeah.
Seemed angry, but not upset.
So I was like, hey, what's going on here? So it kind of clicked, you know.
And Sam goes back outside to find the devil who is paying his respects. Sam doesn't believe the sympathy, but he says, Sammy, take the time off you need. No, you know.
No soul catching for
no
a while.
No soul catching. Yeah. Spend some time with your girl, with your friends. Very nice of the devil, if I must say so myself. And then Sam says, I need a straight answer. If I ask you a question, am I going to get one? The devil says, you know, I'm an inherent liar, and it's what
of
I do.
Of course I'm going to lie. It's my nature.
So he just walks off.
So then we go to the brick house.
The bar.
Yeah.
And Andy's trying to console Sam. But Sock and Ben are there, and they, you know, they want to be there for Sam. Andy, you know, knows what he's going through, some rough times. She lost her dad.
Yeah.
So she knows what he's going through. And she's like, you know, go with Sock and Ben, because they got something planned. He's like, are you sure? And she's fine with it.
So they take, Sock and Ben take Sam back to, was it the workbench parking lot where they had arranged a funeral pyre for Mr. Oliver.
It's a giant man.
This was amazing how they built that.
That was sweet.
And they said, we don't think Mr. Oliver got his proper send-off, so, you know, we suggest you light the left foot and then run.
Yeah.
So, he lights it, and it's a bunch of fireworks inside the, you know,
goes off like
giant
a dang
Roman candle.
Yeah,
is what it looks
it's
like.
Awesome. It's wicked
it's
sweet.
It's like a giant straw man, and then
it's so, wicked awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. I enjoyed that scene.
Yeah, it was funny. Me and Casey were like, "That's awesome."
We should build a straw man.
I want to. I
set
thought
it aflame.
I've considered it. We'll do it in the church parking lot.
Set it aflame.
How you think the people would take to that in the church parking lot?
I don't think they'd like it. We'd probably get the cops called.
We'll do it in off hours. Anyway, Sam explains to the boys that the devil might be his real dad, and maybe he's destined to rule the world. That would trouble me.
Well, and then Sock was like, you know, cool.
Well, you're not good at anything, so you probably screw
you
it
might
up.
As well. You might as well. You know, he tries to comfort him and...
Yeah.
And just like Sock does best, he, you know, delivers that classic Sock line, you know, that you just said about not being good enough, so.
Yeah.
And then Sam's like, well, Sam's kind of lays back on it, and, you know, he's resigned to his.
Yeah.
But then the,
Ben's wondering why Tony saved Sam.
Yeah.
Sam explains, you know, Tony helped me, but other demons, I'm going to be like a marked man.
Which, you know, clues us into the second season there.
And that's what Brett Harrison said in the interview. Yeah. Next season's going to be a marked man pretty much by demons.
That should be interesting and fun.
Yes.
When we get to tune in mid-season on the CW. But, and then the best part of the episode... The best part...
They light the pyre on fire at the end of all this talk. But anyway, point is that thing was sweet.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Then the twist. Go ahead.
The
I want you to take this.
I mean, I could be wrong here, but this could be the best, you know, plot twist slash hook slash, you know, amazing event ever.
Yeah.
And the twist was that after this whole thing with the sweet, you know, straw firework man... we see in the field where the site was of the cage where Mr. Oliver was supposedly buried, we see Mrs. Oliver outside digging, and she's digging up, you know, the spot where Mr. Oliver was buried alive, and Mr. Oliver is still alive.
What took you so long?
Yeah, he said, and I was like, wow.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to think about it for a split second.
I knew what
to think about it, but I didn't want to think
that. It was like
a
light bulb went off in my head, like, and I think it went off in yours the same time.
Yeah,
and
we looked enlightened
okay,
at one another.
They're demons.
Yeah.
And I was like...
That's the only explanation.
This is wild. And I was like, I don't even understand.
I like to think that Tony may have sensed this and yeah. knew, and that's why he left Oliver in yeah. the cage, because he knew it'd trap him.
Well, he might have already known, because can't they tell who's a demon? And
well, I don't think he could, really, because, well, you know, he did, like when he first looked over the contract and all.
Well, when he first looked over Gladys, he didn't know.
Oh my gosh, you spit in my eye.
Yeah, really? Whoops.
Oh, I'm going to call you a wordy
don't
dirty.
Do that.
But not on there.
When he first looked over Gladys when they were burying her, he didn't know right off until he looked at her really close.
Yeah, so maybe he knows now.
Yeah.
This is the plot twist that just made the episode great.
I was like, this.
Parents were demons and his daddy's the devil, but mama was, you know, unfaithful, apparently.
Yeah.
Or something.
Or I don't know what's going on. That's why I'm.
This blows my mind with the whole backstory, too.
That's just why I'm going to keep on watching movies.
See, the flaw I have with them being demons is they have another kid.
Yeah. What is that? Well, they kind of wrote him off. We haven't
They wrote Sam's little brother off, I
we
guess.
We haven't seen him since, like, the first episode.
I think he's off at college, maybe.
I don't know, but now he's got to be a demon.
Maybe, or maybe he was adopted.
Yeah.
Demons adopt?
I don't know. I'm so confused. Man,
I never see them two, you know, grinding their horns down.
It was the best finale ever, but I'm confused.
And it hurts me to wait till mid-season, which is why I hope something tanks and we get it early.
Not to wish bad on anybody, but please hope it
tanks. I'm sorry, CW shows that are new. I hope you tank. One of you. Just one.
That's all we need.
Yeah.
We need enough space for Reaper to get a full season. That's it.
That's all we ask.
Because, frankly, I'm confused, and I don't want to be confused until the middle of whenever. We got to wait.
This year has been just finales of confusion. Every show I watch has just confused me.
Yeah. I was
fierce.
Yeah.
All
but this
CW
one,
shows.
This one took the cake, though.
But this one was just awesome finale.
Yeah.
My favorite finale.
The hook was great, but, like, it took the cake as far as confusion because there's so many options and so much.
I just don't understand the backstory. Mr. Oliver was dying and they made a deal.
Maybe all that's a lie.
It must be. Demons are lying creatures who eat babies.
But, I didn't understand.
I'm Bob and I tried to eat a kid today. Bob and accounting.
We keep going back to that episode.
We love the episode where the demons tried to overthrow the devil the first time, and Bob from accounting.
He was having a bad week. They were like,
"Hi, my name's Bob." Hi, Bob.
I'm Bob, and I tried to eat a child.
Ooh, kill the devil with kindness. That didn't work.
But
it did it.
Well, none of their plans ever worked.
I know. He's the devil.
But anyway, back to the finale. I enjoyed it greatly. Especially the last part, it left me I was like speechless, basically. I didn't have any words to describe how confused and elated I was.
Yeah. I loved it. It was hilarious. It was full of just storyline.
It was
great.
It was classic Reaper.
I didn't think they could go out this big, and this is just another reason why they need full seasons, because they went out better than any CW show I saw.
It was classic Reaper is what it was. And why it's taking people this long to realize, you know, that's a show worth watching, a show worth keeping up with, I don't know. Because when you have a plot that good and it's, you know, a cast.
You're taking
that good,
a show that's a mixture. It's a, what do we call it? A dramedy.
Yeah.
It's a comedy. It's drama. It's mixed so well. It's more of a comedy to me, but
and the cast is just so it. The cast is excellent. They deliver week in and week out. Just
it's been on one spot. Of the best overall casts on the show I've ever seen.
Yes, it has.
I mean
that and Scrubs. Scrubs has an excellent cast too.
Scrubs does have. Yeah. There's just no weak spots really.
No.
A lot of shows, especially in their first year, are trying to develop.
Yeah.
I remember watching shows like Smallville. It took a lot of those characters. Not that they were bad, but it took a lot of growth period for them to get to as good as
Reaper,
they've been.
It's like they've known each other forever.
Yeah.
Like the chemistry.
These actors who, you know, I haven't really seen any of them in anything else I've watched. I know they've done other stuff, but they're all relatively young actors for the most part. and they've just come in and they mesh so well.
Yeah, they gel so, you know, like you said, they gel so well that it...
I said mesh.
Well, I said
I like
gel
the word mesh. I don't like to think gel.
Mesh, then.
You gelling?
But they go
I'm
together.
Gelling.
They just are on the spot every week, and you continually see, you know, excellent performances from everybody on the cast. And
you think they've been doing it, they've been working together for 7 seasons.
And that's, you know, that's another thing. The cast can't get anywhere without the writers. The writing on this show is excellent. They
superb.
They got dialogue. There's always a new storyline. I mean, it's not the, you know, same thing and the same, you know.
And while they didn't make the whole season about catching souls,
yeah,
they had other subplots.
Yeah, because the catching souls thing would have gotten...
I mean, it lasted a good half of the
year. Yeah.
First couple episodes were really, hey, let's chase some souls. But now, that's become a subplot.
Yeah, which I appreciate because that would have gotten old
that's
pretty quick.
That's what could have gotten old, but they made it. They went out. They've done great.
It's
just
still there.
Job.
And it's still there, but like you said, it was a subplot. Now it's, you know, a thing I look forward to. You know, what kind of vessel is Sam going to have? What kind of soul is...
I think I got him.
Yeah, you did.
I just killed a fly on Casey. But,
what kind of soul is going to be this week? You know, what kind of power might Sam have this week? That's just some of the things I look forward to when I sit down to watch an episode of Reaper, and it's just a good show.
So we highly encourage all of you, if you're viewers, spread it, your friends. Help us out, you know?
Yeah. Well, help the show out, really.
Yeah. That's what it's about.
We appreciate everybody listening, and
we're officially, you know, wrapping up the first official episode of ReaperCast, which, like I said, we'll have the website going this week. I hope, barring flood, famine, and disaster, we're going to have it up.
Feverishly work on it.
Yeah.
It's coming together, though.
It's almost done. We got to get it posted. Photoshop's rocking my world this week.
Yeah, but it's fun when it works.
It's fun. It's just frustrating. I think about through my laptop. Don't want to do that.
No.
But anyway, thank you all for listening to the first episode of ReaperCast. And stick in with us. Subscribe to us and listen to us weekly.
Email us your input on the ReaperCast, how we can make it better, what you would like to hear.
mail@ReaperCast.com. Yeah.
So we enjoyed bringing this to you. We hope you enjoyed listening. And watch Reaper, listen to ReaperCast. And that's all I got, Jerry. You got anything else?
No, thanks for listening. Have a great week. Today's podcast featured music by Van Halen.